One of these motherfuckers different.
Saying I come back here and talk to y'all dumb motherfuckers. This week's show is about hoes. Can we talk about hoes? Can we talk about hoes? Hoes. No, we do. Now, I'm not saying every bitch is a hoe. Not every bitch that's listening to my show is a hoe. But there's a lot of hoes out there. This show ain't for you. Women, turn the motherfucking shit off now. I'm going to tell you guys how to talk to them bitches. And this ain't no game. The number one thing I want you guys to understand about hoes is that when you're dealing with them, you don't never... Here's a little something to you. You know how the motherfuckers be saying the games be sold, not told? Let me tell you something. When you're dealing with women, make sure that you're sincere about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't lie. Don't hide shit. Motherfucking let motherfucking hoes know the deal. Off rip. Let them know exactly what the fuck you want. They'll let you know exactly what they want, and hopefully if you match up on what you want, you can get along. Now, you can lie to them bitches and fucking, you know, run games on bitches and all that kind of shit, yeah. But see, that's like stealing, you know what I'm saying? Be your fucking self. When you fucking with these hoes, man, be yourself. If you ain't fresh, well then, you know, listen to my show some more and you might learn how to be fresh. Shit. Hold on a sec, man. I need to fix another drink. Alright, I'm back. But what I'm saying is, and I'm, you know, I'm kind of tipsy, like I normally am when I do this show. Here's some things that you definitely want to make sure, because I'm saying a lot of the people that's listening to this show, a lot of you dudes out there, don't get a lot of pussy. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing because, you know, and let me give you some background on me. I got, and I'm sure this works for everybody. The first bitch that ever was going to spread her fucking legs for me was the first bitch that I fucked. Not a lie. It was my DJs when I first started. Well, I don't know. He wasn't my DJ at the time, but I think I was 13 or 14 or something like that. And he was my homeboy. He was doing mixtapes. He's from New York. He was my friend, man. But he had this sister. I think she was about a year younger than me, maybe two. Dark-skinned girl, big-ass titties, big-ass, sexy as hell, these big-ass lips. And I'm telling you, she fucking, man, I ran into that bitch at the Walgreens. She's still staying in this area. I seen her at the Walgreens a couple years ago, and I just, the way I dogged her ass out, I didn't even want to look at her. But I'm getting off topic again. Like I said, for most men, the first bitch giving you some pussy, the first bitch getting stuck. And then naturally you're going to lie on your dick. That's what motherfuckers do too much. They just lie on their dick. Because I was telling her that I was like, you give me that pussy, I'm just going to beat the shit out of it. And I remember the first time we was fucking around. And I'm sure I'm not the only one, but, you know, I was young, boy. And I didn't even discover jerking off yet. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even whacking off yet. So I just, you know, motherfuckers, I had cum built up for years ready for some pussy. And I'm telling you, me and her were just chilling, and she was grinding on me, and I thought that, this is how fucked up my brain was, I was thinking that she was grinding on me, and I thought I was in the pussy. And I busted so quick that I thought that getting in the pussy felt like that. I didn't know, and she's looking at me crazy like, what the fuck, we ain't even fucked yet, and you already busting all over me and shit. So she ran in the bathroom, and she trying to get the cum out of anywhere around her pussy because she wasn't trying to get pregnant and all that kind of shit. And I me either. I was like, damn, I don't want to have a baby with this chick, especially when by that point, like, you know, her brother was my real good homeboy. And I used to, this is crazy, like, I used to dog her out so bad. This is a true story. From the time I was in high school, from the time I was in 11th grade and 12th grade, she was a grade under me. She used to be like, you know, come take me to school. She could take the bus and shit, but, you know what I'm saying, she wasn't really feeling the bus too slick. So I'd be like, okay, well, I'll come pick you up, but you're going to have to suck my dick every day to school. And, you know, but she loved me, you know what I'm saying? I didn't realize that because, you know what I'm saying, dudes at that age, all they think about is pussy. They ain't thinking about no love shit. That's how bitches are fucked up now. So she would suck my dick every day. I used to bring a towel. The bitch could spit it out the window. I didn't give a fuck. She had to suck my dick till I busted every single day to and from school. And she was sexy, man. I was mutting that bitch out, man. And it's not like I didn't mutt bitches out way after that. You know what I mean? But I forget what I was talking about. All I'm saying is, you know, I'm going to go into the first song that I'm going to play for the night, and then we're going to talk about hoes every night. And, you know, this is the Revere Radio Network, so we're going to talk about how to get bitches into the movement. You know what I'm saying? How to turn them on to that shit. Because I know I'm turning a lot of bitches on to this shit. You know why? Because they want to fuck me. And it's not because, like, I'm ultra buff or ultra sexy or no shit like that. I get emails where from bitches like, yo, you know, you stay around this area, we should hook up and all that kind of shit. And trust me, babies, I'm going to get around to you. You know what I'm saying? But you shouldn't even be listening to the fucking show as we speak right now. So, like I said, tonight we're going to talk about hoes.
Let's just talk about hoes. Can we talk about hoes? Hoes. Let's just talk about hoes. Can we talk about hoes? Hoes. Let's go.
You gotta talk like a pimp was good, mama. You knew better, who better than a nigga with a crisp white tee, icy white sneaks, jeans to a better. You do better getting your ass off up in that coupe, bitch. Sit your ass on that new leather and regroup, bitch. It's only me, you, bitch, on our way to the stoop. I'm the Birdman Junior, you ain't no. And don't give me that silly bullshit about you ain't ho. I move you to my city, put your ass in UNO. I have you looking pretty, hit the app, not get the dough. That Gucci gon' picture like you're supposed to be in pictures. I got computer love, baby, waiting to change your image. You need wizard, them other boys just gimmicks. Me, I'm just game, green, and straight physics. Is you with it? Yeah, and I ain't even trying to hit it. I'ma get it when it's time to get it. Let's talk about
hoes. Let's just talk about hoes.
Okay, okay.
Can we talk about hoes?
And splashing KY jelly. I'm with old school shorty. Still drink a bought they grab a mic, start a fight, and fuck up the whole party. Baby, you should leave, be just your weed. That's Velcro, hell no, bitch, go with Steve. Got this lead singer bitch from a popular group. I would say her name, but she bought me a coupe. Got this Hoover ho shiner, smell like marijuana. She dig Lil Wayne, but she love the big timer. Got pretty girl Patrice, found out I'm fucking her niece. She tried to stab her, so I grabbed her and we called the police. Mr. Officer, the bitch done lost it, bro. She gone to jail, oh well, I be fucking her. Seen two dykes, Spanish twins, nuts pressed on their chins. Will we go video? Well, nigga, that depends.
Let's just talk about hoes. Can't we talk about hoes?
I'm sitting direct to channel, my name in the back. Yeah, what up, young Ma? Young Jay? Yeah, I got old school bitches and new school hoes. Female basketball players with cornrows. And I don't like short hair girls, no, not really. If I do, she gotta look like the old Halle Berry or the broke Tony Braxton, the first Lil Kim. But I still take her ass and work with them. Put your ass in the jack and I truck it quick. Get your ass a little game if you smirk in. I'm a pimp, not a simp, like ice in my drink. And I don't think twice or blink, cause I'm focused. Rolling in the whitest mink like I'm Polar Bear. Yeah, let down my hair. Get jazzy on a bitch like Fred Astaire. Rose gold in her face, get a red as glare. My Bentley plum, my Mercedes bear. I am looking for a freak, mama, take me there. Yeah, see what you got right here is many fresh. You put a little wheezy, man. We pimp on the major way, no time out. This what we came up to do, this how we gon' go down doing it. Big, that's right. What's good, mama? Ain't no motherfucking camera in this world for you to be mean. The way you went, I really can't tell, but all I know is you find the sale, so it's good. Is you fucking with me, or is you fucking me, or am I fucking you? I'm talking about, I ain't trying to throw my back out, baby, I throw yours out. I ain't throwing no cash out, but you just throw that ass out. Come back to dad's house and give it back to you. That's what's good. Just lay right there on the table, keep everything stable, man. Hey, real, these hoes is responsibility crooked, man. A player like me is financially straight. All they looking for is a pad, and I'm gonna cut the grass, you know what I'm talking about? That went good, man. How that's your boy, baby? Wayne.
Can we talk about hoes? Hoes. Yeah, welcome back to the Sunny Crack Show. Y'all motherfuckers love me. I don't know why, man. You know why? Because fucking I am talking for you. Like, when we gonna talk about hoes? Let me tell you something about me. So, what happened was, I don't know what happened, but ever since I was little, since the second grade, I remember that shit. There was this fucking chunky little second grader. She wasn't fat or no shit like that. She was real pretty in the face, and I just wanted to fuck the shit out of her. And I was like 7 years old. You know what I'm saying? This ain't, I don't know what the fuck happened. I was soft. I was thinking, I don't know what it was, but by that time, I already knew that you couldn't just come at a bitch with no, you know, little note saying, you know, do you like me, yes or no kind of shit. So I went every single day for probably, you know, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, and I used to buy this bitch a motherfucking pencil from the damn school store, and I'd bring the pencil to her, and she'd be like, thank you for the pencil, and I was like, oh my god, man, I don't know, I was a horny little motherfucking kid, I don't know, I couldn't help it, it's just the way I am. So, like I said, then it took me a long time to figure out how, you know, what it would take for me to get some draws, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got into all kinds of shit, you know, when I was younger. I got in trouble. I did all the bullshit. And, you know, the one chick gave me the pussy. And I remember I was like, at the time, I was, you know, as any teenage male would be, or any teenage female would be, I was insecure. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like the way to be more secure is to fuck as many hoes that's gonna give me the pussy. Once I got that first piece of pussy, man, I fucked so many hoes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even calling them hoes. These bitches were motherfucking, you know, children to the most of us. But, you know, when you first start fucking, it's not like a 22-year-old bitch gonna give you some pussy. Shit, I was like 13, 14, man. I was trying to fuck all the hoes. And I would say any motherfucking thing, anything, to get that pussy. So, here's what's weird about me. Like, and then I started getting in the music game, and I was just thinking about me getting rich. Because I was like, I want to get rich so I can fucking, so I can have all the fresh shit, so it'd be easier to holler at these hoes. You know what I'm saying? That's all I could think about. Until I swear I must have been 21, 22 before I actually thought about anything else besides fucking hoes and getting drunk and having a good time. That's basically that's all that came around me. It probably went on longer than that. It's probably still going on to this day. I don't fucking know. But so I you know, I ran game. I knew how to fuck a thing. I knew how to handle my business. I was fucking grinding, fucking hoes and all that kind of shit. And then, so I'm like, I'm 25 when, yeah, I think I was 25 when this one bitch came along. And this is my ex of my ex of my ex. And I know she listened to the show because we're still best friends to this day. You know, even though, you know, we didn't get, you know, we didn't work it out. We're trying to work it out now, but any kind of fucking way. She had a job at a music company. And this chick is sexy, man. She real sexy. And I'm thinking that, you know, at the time, I was still running game on hoes because that's just the way I've been. And I'm thinking, wow, I need to, me and her will make a real good combination. What I'm going to do is I'm going to holler at her on some bullshit just the same way as I've been doing forever. And me and her gonna, you know, she gonna get me some money, and I'm gonna fucking, you know, cause she believes in my music, she believes in my talent, and she gonna get me some bread. Plus, she looks sexy, so I'm gonna get some pussy too, and I'm real happy about the situation. Everything was good, and then what happens is, like I said, and I'm gonna tell you all y'all motherfuckers this shit right now. If you think that you're the big player and you're the big fucking baller, what's going to happen is eventually some bitch going to come along and just flip that shit on you. And that's exactly what happened. Because her, you know, and I'm a strong mother. You know, it's Sunny motherfucking crack. Don't get it twisted. But this bitch has some extra shit. So, you know, we dealt with each other and, you know, had a little relationship or whatever. And, you know, I fell in love with this chick. I cried about this fucking bitch, man. And like, even now, she's probably listening. I'm like, I'm calling her a bitch and all that kind of shit. Whatever, man. That's how I felt at the time. And so, shit got flipped on me. But we got to get back to how to deal with these hoes, okay? I'm not talking about the good girls. I'm not talking about the bitches that's your soulmate. I'm talking about how the fuck you get out there on the street and fuck you some hoes. You know what I'm saying? If you're not the type that, you know, wants a relationship, you just want to fuck hoes, I'm going to tell you how to do it. And I'm going to borrow shit from, you know, no, I ain't. I'm just going to tell you how to do it. Number one, you got to be able to talk to a female. If you want to get a bitch butt naked, sucking your dick, and all that kind of shit, you better tell her the right fucking shit. Now, you can go out there and fuck these hood rat bitches all day long with nothing but, you know, a pack of ports and a fucking cord of Colt 45. Now, you don't need too much game to be fucking with them. But I assume that since you're listening to the Superstar Sunny Crack Show, that you want to fuck with hoes a little bit smarter than that. So here's what you do. When you meet them, when you first start hollering at them, let them know exactly what your status in life is. Don't wait for them to ask what kind of car you drive, Don't wait for them to ask, what school did you graduate from? Don't wait for them to ask shit. You tell them straight off the bat, listen, and this could be your story. Because don't think that since you ain't got a lot of money and you ain't got a fresh car that you can't fuck these hoes with some money and fresh cars. Because that, you know, if all you got to make sure that you do, number one, when you first start hollering at them, make sure you got some decent clothes on. Make sure your motherfucking sneakers is right. Oh, who's this? Hold on a sec. Alright, I'm back. Motherfucking phone ringing. It's 2:02 a.m. So you know what time it is, man. It's crazy. It's like, okay, so I'm talking about the first chick that I ever fell in love with. You know, and that first time, and I guarantee you, for men, the first chick you fall in love with is going to break your motherfucking heart. Because I guarantee it. If it hasn't happened yet, if you still with the bitch that you first fell in love with, she gonna break your motherfucking heart. You wanna know why? Because that bitch already got her heart broken a couple times before you came around. Unless you get them, like, you know, mad, stupid young, where you catching a charge and shit. Why is my phone ringing off the hook, man? Me and this one chick, we have been together, and this is like, this is already after I had my heart smashed in and bashed and all that kind of shit. So I made sure that that shit would never happen again. How did I do that? I made sure, this chick, that I'm gonna be fucking other hoes. The only reason why is that I know, and it, you know, even when me and the one chick, you know, broke up, my first love, I had some pussy real close to me. Even though I was crying and be like, baby, come here, I had some hoes that was waiting. I never cheated on her. I ain't stick my dick in nobody when I was with the chick. I'm gonna tell you the fucking truth. Even if you're listening, sugar, I ain't fuck no other hoes when I was dealing with you, but there was hoes at me. You know what I'm saying? It ain't cause, well, it is cause, I mean, come on. I'm too sexy for most motherfucking bitches. You know what I'm saying? I never really had no problems getting no bitches. But when you start getting them feelings involved and all that kind of shit, man, that shit'll fuck your head up. So, you know, I just got out this long ass relationship. It was like 3 years, but it went by real quick. It did, you know, it wasn't, you know, it took me about a year just to get used to being in some kind of relationship. Then it took another year to fucking get along. Then it took another year for us to break up. And that's why we broke up now. So how about I'm motherfucking hollering at the first chick that broke my motherfucking heart. I'm talking to her again. Matter of fact, you know, me and her is talking about some serious shit. Now, I could be a motherfucking dumbass. I thought about it. I could just be retarded for fucking with her. Because that chick, that's the only chick in my life that made my ass cry. And she might, I don't know, man. I'm going to give it one last whirl, man. I'm a romantic. I believe in destiny and soulmates and all that stupid shit. I shouldn't, but I do, so, you know, me and her is going to try to work something out. But it goes back to that old Scarface shit. It's some real shit. When Tony Montana said, first you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the woman. Because after you handle your fucking business, if you're a real man, you're going to handle your business. You're going to take care and make sure that you can actually holler at a real chick. Not them hood rats. We can get them hood rats all motherfucking day. I'm talking about when you holler at a bitch that can just, you know, put it on you, then you'll know. So, I was supposed to talk about how you could just fuck with the hood rats. Listen, I'm going to tell you like Mr. No Good said. I want you to log on right now. If you like black women like I like black women, you're going to log on to vibeline.com. That's VIBELINE.com. Put your area code in. They're going to give you a motherfucking... they're going to give you numbers that you can call, and you get a 60-minute free trial. And if you can't, you know, get some hoes in that 60 minutes... And I'm not talking about bitches you gonna marry. I'm just talking about them some hoes is trying to fuck some. And, you know, you spend a little bit of bread, but not as much as an escort. You make sure you call that shit. So me and Mr. No Good was talking and shit. I'm talking about some situations I've been in and stuff recently. Naturally, he would have handled shit a little bit differently. But, you know... I'm a fucking pimp, so I ain't even like, you know, I'm not studying bitches no more. I'm to the point right now that it's like, bitch, if you don't love me as the way the motherfucking I am, then fuck it. I'ma keep grinding regardless, but anyways, what the fuck I'm talking about? Make sure you get on the vibe line, listen to the messages clearly, log your shit in, and holler at some hoes, and I guarantee you'll be writing me emails saying how... Thank God I listened to the Sunny Crack Show, because I got some brand new pussy that was good to go and I have to spend too much bread on. It's crazy because here's some real shit. This is something most of y'all know if you're, you know, got any sense in you that a bitch that has no daddy around, you can get them hoes in the sack quick. That also applies for the bitches that do got a daddy but treat them like shit. You gonna fuck them hoes off rip. What you gonna wanna look for, like if you're looking for a bitch that you wanna have kids with or you wanna do something like that, what you wanna look for is a bitch that got a daddy, you met him, and you both get along. Because he's more like you. You can fuck them bitches all day. They ain't got no daddy or just, you know, been fucked up and all that kind of shit. But I'm saying, like, if you want that true bitch, make sure you look for some shit like that. And now that doesn't apply to all women at all. I'm dead ass serious. Like I said, the first chick I fell in love with, her and her daddy ain't fucking getting along. I don't even know if he's alive or any of that kind of shit. But what happened was, the reason why she was so sexy to me is that the world made her so fucking cold that it was appealing to me. Like, I don't know. And in the back of my mind, I knew this bitch could fuck my fucking ear up because she got her shit together. She's smart. She's sexy. She know how to fuck. Oh, my God. Y'all niggas don't even know. I'm just saying. I'm just rambling. I'm going to play another song, and then I'll come back. Talk about hoes.
Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all lonely. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all lonely. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all lonely. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all lonely. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all lonely. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all lonely. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all lonely. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all lonely. Before I came up in the game, these hoes didn't show no love. They see me in the club and used to treat me like a thug. Before I came up in the game, these hoes didn't show no love. They see me in the club and used to treat me like a thug. Before I came up in the game, these hoes didn't show no love. They see me in the club and used to treat me like a scrub. They wouldn't holler cause my dollars weren't swollen up. I bet they changed their mind when them 84s come rolling up. They see that I'm a star. Now they wanna sit in my car. Wanna G. A weed is born. They used to love to diss me. Now they rush to hug and kiss me. Now they telling all their friends when I leave how they miss me. Now 281-330-8004. Get my Jones up on the low. Cause my Jones about to blow. Before the ice was in my grill. Before I got my major deal, these hoes wouldn't give a damn if I was here. Yeah, I said before the ice was in my grill. Before I got my major deal, these hoes wouldn't give a damn if I was here. Yeah, I said before the ice was in my grill. Before I got my major deal, these hoes wouldn't give a damn if I was here. Yeah,
that's being hoes didn't want me.
now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me.
Most of them hoes couldn't stand it, but now them same hoes begging me to pull down that pants. I remember back then. Most of them hoes couldn't stand it, but now them same hoes begging me to pull down that pants. I remember back then. Most of them hoes couldn't stand it, but now them same hoes begging me to pull down that pants. A couple of them said I was cute, but I was just too chubby. Same size. A year later, the same hoes wanna fuck me, but see me paid. Working my jelly and they ain't tripping cause my pockets stick out more than my belly. They know I'm paid, living late in the shade. Two slabs in the Escalade with four or five estates. They know that I got it made. I'm a motherfucking baller. She would want a nigga now, but I ain't got no time to call her. Call her like she style. Now she trying to call me. Bitch, I'ma dog your whole ass like you dog me. Bitch, I'ma dog your whole ass like you dog me. I'ma dog your whole ass like you dog me. I'm Mike Jones, don't act like you don't know the name. Ain't nothing changed but my change, I'ma stay the same. I'm Mike Jones, don't act like you don't know my name. Ain't nothing changed but my change, I'ma stay the same.
Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me.
Before my paper came, before I got my fame, these hoes that's popping on me now didn't even know my name. They said my flow was lame, they said I had no game. I told them I was finna blow, they thought I was the same. But then my name started blowing up quick, now they jumping on my dick. Cause they see me on the rise and know now my paper thick. But then my name started blowing up quick, now they jumping on my
motherfucking
dick.
Cause they see crack me show on the rise and know now that's my Mike Jones. Back then, I don't know how many people can relate to that shit, but I mean, I get pussy on the strength of fucking, and some people say, Sonny, you only get pussy because, you know, you got a little name and shit, and motherfuckers see you out and doing your thing and shit. I mean, yeah, I could get pussy off the strength of that, but that would keep, you know, that would fuck my game up, you know what I'm saying? It would fuck it up because, you know, I make bitches love me because I'm fucking, you know, I'm sincere with them. I actually care about bitches sometimes. Not all the time, but I, you know, sometimes I care about what they going through. If they going through some shit, you know, I'm going to sit there and listen. I'm going to be like, yeah, baby, I feel you. To everybody else that really knows me, they know that I'm a motherfucking asshole. I think sometimes, like, people get it fucking confused that, you know, because I'm being cool to them, that I'm soft or some shit like that. I'm a fucking human being and I'll be soft. I don't want to be, you know, cussing people out 24 hours a day. I don't want to be starting beefs. I don't want to be fighting and all that kind of shit. Sometimes I just want to chill and be cool. And I'm going to keep being cool, man. It's not like a bitch going to shut my down from being cool to them. And that probably didn't make any sense to you. What I'm trying to say is, if I'm being really cool to you and I'm showing an effort, motherfucking be cool back to me. Cause it's like, once I get shitted on, you know, I'm just like, man, fuck that shit. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I mean, I talk to you crackers every single fucking week. I'm hoping that you're getting something out of this other than just laughing and all that kind of bullshit. Because what I'm talking about ain't funny, man. I'm not even trying to be funny. Here's what you need to do. If that chick that you fucking right now will take care of your punk ass when you just got shot or you're fucking, you know, shitting in a fucking bag and all that, make sure you hold on to her. When she ain't fucking your homeboy and ain't fucking your cousin and all that kind of shit, hold on to her. But that's kind of rare to find. It really is. The truth of the matter is, most bitches, especially after they hit maybe 19, 20, they've been scarred up by some flaw-ass motherfucker that was just trying to get some pussy, like me. You know what I'm saying? I done mudded some bitches out. I used to do them bitches wrong. So even though, you know, like I said, when I first fell in love, I was like 25. When I fell in love with that bitch, I knew in the back of my head that this was payback time. So even though I was crying and fucking being, bitch, blah, blah, I fucking love you, blah, all that kind of shit, I knew it was payback time. Because I done mudder some bitches out telling me that same fucking shit. So, what have you learned from this shit? You want to make sure that you get your ass on the vibe line if you want to fuck some hoes and save some money. Because literally, even after your 60-minute trial membership ends, you could still buy into that and you could holler at these bitches. If you got any kind of a fucking talk game, you could fuck some fresh ass hoes. You don't got to drive all over town. You could find some hoes maybe like, you know, you could find them right up the street. Like I was on that bitch. I was hollering at some hoes. And they was right up the street. I was like, hell nah, man. Fuck that. You don't want people living too close to you if you just try and get some pussy. So, I don't know. I holler at some bitches. I ain't fuck nothing off that shit. Sometimes I just like conversation. Sometimes I like the simple fact that I know a bitch gonna let me fuck. But I ain't really, you know, I don't have to fuck her. It's just the simple fact, you know, and I ain't the greatest lover in the world either. I'm going to tell you the truth, man. Most of my, you can put my ex-girlfriends on the line, they going to tell you, they going to be like, well, Sonny's really enthused, but, you know, he only lasts about 30 seconds. And I ain't even, you know, that's just how it is. You know, sometimes that pussy's so good, you just going to bust. But anyways, make sure, you know, whatever bitches you fucking with, that you're sincere about that shit. Now, after I go to this next song, I'm going to talk about, because a lot of the people that listen to my show is in the Patriot movement, I'm going to tell you how to handle your bitch if she ain't in the Patriot movement, but you are. I'm going to tell you how to handle that shit. You know what I'm saying? This is Sonny Crack Show. You can log on, you can email me at sonnycrack@hotmail.com, or you can motherfucking log on to revereradionetwork.com and tell me how fucking great my show was, because I sit here and talk to y'all crackers every fucking week. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I don't even be talking. Most of the motherfuckers that listen to my show is black. Big ups to the Slave Revolt Network and a bunch of other motherfuckers, man, that be on that Black Panther shit. I love that shit, man. Anyways, so I'm going to go on this song and fucking, I'm feeling good tonight, man. I'm telling you, I can't wait to get my next flight up to New York. If you knew how good this chick coochie was, dog, you'd be running up there too. Anyways,
sitting here thinking, damn, I'm getting a little older, trying to find some peace of mind, take the weight of the world off my shoulder. Got me driving down the highway, trying to make it through each and every day. Fade the black and all poverty, take a truck and move my people down south with me.
Trade my ball and chain and for a ticket, on a one-way trip into Georgia. On a open highway to Georgia, green grass,
with you, take it with you. Ow. Picture us whistling while fishing. Picture us dancing while romancing. To a tune that belongs to me and you. My balls and chains, we will all be free. Yeah.
My ball and chain and four.
Show. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm depressed or self-destructive or what the fuck else. I mean, I just came out the bathroom, threw up a bunch of shit. Been completely, you know, drowning myself with alcohol as long as it don't affect other people. You know what I mean? I wait till it's late at night and fucking nobody's around. Because let me tell you something about alcohol. If you drink a lot, you know what I'm saying? And what happens with me is, like, I don't even drink a lot anymore. But when I drink, I fucking just drink the fucking last corner of the bottle out. And, you know, sometimes I think I'm just killing myself, man. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit. Like, my liver is not gonna last. You know, I'm 30 years old. I'm smoking fucking 40 cigarettes a day. I'm smoking weed. I'm drinking fucking nasty ass alcohol. And I talk to you motherfuckers every week. You know what I'm saying? I got weaknesses. But let me tell you something, the biggest weakness in the world is being an alcoholic and letting people see that shit. You know, I do a lot of stuff in private. Like, I jerk off a bunch, you know, to some real good internet porn, and I fucking drink a lot of liquor and shit, and I haven't actually achieved my potential. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing young cats that I brought in the game just blowing up and shit. I don't know why that is. You know, I hope to make that change, and I actually plan on making the change. So you're going to see a lot of me as far as, like, what I'm doing, what I present to y'all. I'm going to make sure that you're going to be happy as far as what I'm doing creatively, because I love creating. I do this show every week. It's a fucking hour long. That's long as a CD. You know what I mean? I talk to y'all like you my motherfucking friends, because anybody that's listening to my show is my friend. Straight up. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But like I said, my stomach just came up, and, you know, I want to give a big fat ass shout out to Revere Radio Network. We got all these new shows coming at you. I can name off all the hosts and all that. They can do that shit on their own show. It's the Sunny Crack Show. I love the cats that's, you know, down for the movement and everything. Let me tell you something about bitches as far as, you know, how the movement work. You have to, you can't, like, I know it's very addictive as far as the whole Patriot movement. It's like, yo, I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But even if your chick is not feeling that shit, even if she's not into that shit, but she treats you right every other way, stay with that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want no bitch around me that knows all of, you know, it's the end of the world and all that kind of fucking shit. That's just gonna bring negativity into my life. If there's negativity around me, I'm gonna get rid of it quick. Unless I put that shit on myself. You know, if I'm thinking negatively, I'm not gonna put that on nobody else. At the same time, I don't want them putting that shit on me. I don't want no bitch to bring me fucking down. I don't want no, not even a bitch. I'm just saying, I don't want nobody to bring me down. So if you coming at me with some flaw shit, and I'm like, whatever, kind of shit, it's not because I don't believe what you're saying, or I'm not interested in what you're saying. It's I'm fucking sick of the negativity. I'm not one of those fucking hippie motherfuckers that's like, you know, everything's going to be alright and all that kind of shit. It's not. It's like what Pac said, there's no hope for the future. There is no hope for the future, that is the truth. But that's the future. I'm living right now, today. And if I drink myself into a fucking coma and smoke myself to death, I'll tell you this much, in the next 12 months, you're going to be hearing so much of me, you're going to be sick. And I promise you right now today that I'm not gonna fucking change. I'm not gonna, you know, play the fucking game no longer than I have to. You know what I'm saying? Cause to get in this game, you gotta play, and you gotta be able to deal with crackers on a daily basis and treat them how they wanna be treated, because basically they're the pimp. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want this money for me. I want, you know, maybe I wanna have a shorty. I don't know. I don't even know who the fuck I want to have a shorty with. Except for the chick I was trying, you know, the New York, that's my little chalipa. I busted in her, I probably shouldn't have. But I'm telling you, if you was looking up at her, you'd have busted in her too. You know what I'm saying? So maybe, you know, she got a baby or something like. She called me yesterday and she was like, you know, we're not pregnant. I was like, wow. She was like, we're not pregnant. And even I told her at the time, I was like, I bet if you was pregnant, you'd be like, I'm pregnant. You wouldn't have said, we're pregnant. But you was like, we're not pregnant. That was cool, man. You know, I love that motherfucking bitch till, you know, forever. This chick, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to catch that one girl that just understands them, that it will do the right thing most of the time. And somehow you just got to get past whatever you don't like about them. You know what I'm saying? There's some shit I don't like about her. I know there's some shit she don't like about me. Hopefully at the end of the day, we'll work the motherfucking shit out. But really, I mean, in actuality, I'm not stressing that shit. You know what I'm worried about? Is getting my fucking career where it should have been fucking 5 years ago if I wasn't partying and fucking bullshitting. So, you know, like the beginning of this motherfucking show, you heard Ice Cube talking about me 10 years ago. Nah, I'm just playing, but it makes sense. I want y'all, for all y'all people that got kids, I want you to greatly appreciate them. I want you to go play with your motherfucking kids, because time flies bad. If you want to sit around and fucking bitch and moan about how the New World Order is going to come and fucking take your kids away from you, why don't you motherfucking go play with your kids? You know what I'm saying? If you feel like, you know, everyone's going to be in slave camps and fucking, you know, a year from now, then why don't you go have fun with your kids? You know what I'm saying? Why don't you fucking be a father? Why don't you be a mama? Thank God for my mama, man. She fucking didn't have no nigga, you know what I'm saying? There was no man around. She handled her fucking business and raised 3 fucking great kids. Nobody is in crazy trouble. No one's causing her too much grief. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, like I said, this show's been kind of off the wall. I'm just talking to you on some real shit, and I hope that you can show the same honesty that I show and whenever I'm talking to you. I love all y'all, and if you need anything from me, man, make sure that you get at me. If I can help you, trust me, I will. If you got any questions or you need some advice on some shit, hit me up, man. It's sunnycrack@hotmail.com. I love y'all. I'm playing another song. We got Rasta Gnostic coming up next. That's my homeboy. And then after that, we got Garen Green. I think we got Chris Grenade coming on after him. I mean, we got some good programming for you. And anyways, suck on it. Peace, progress, and don't redress. Whatever the fuck I'm talking about. Suck on it.
If I was a man in your life, I'd make you happy, I'd treat you right, I'd buy you flowers every single day, I'd give you power, I'd do whatever you say.
I hear a rumor that your man said he'd do you wrong, and you're so vain you think that you're the one behind the song. Sure you know he got plenty lyrics there up his sleeve, and after he got what he wanted, he just don't up and leave. Sunday chopping on the roof right after his game. He liked the Lakers, but the Sixers on when he came. If you're with another now, you best believe the plot is cracking. You get a play, girl, you better get your Mac on.
You turn to others as they do unto you.
You say.